Welcome to Union City Radio for Wednesday, October 14th. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news, updates, and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council. The Metro Washington Council's endorsement page now includes labor endorsements in the D.C. City Council, D.C. State Board of Education, and congressional endorsements in both Maryland and D.C. Metro Council Political and Legislative Director David Stephen says that these political leaders have earned our support, and we urge you to vote for them on November 3rd. Check it out, dclabor.org. Click on Legislative Updates. And with Pennsylvania shaping up to be a major battleground in the upcoming election, Smart 100's Tom Killeen is heading back up this week to help the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO with literature drops at union households for Biden-Harris. He tells Union City Radio that it's an easy drive, the lit dropping is fun, and I'd love to have a caravan of Metro DC area labor folks join me. You can reach Tom at tkilleen@smart100.org. That's T-K-I-L-L-E-E-N at smart100.org, or call 443-784-9718. In today's labor history, on this date in 1938, the Seafarers International Union was founded as an American Federation of Labor alternative to what was then the CIO's National Maritime Union. The Seafarers are an umbrella organization of 12 autonomous unions of mariners, fishermen, and boatmen working on U.S.-flagged vessels. Today's labor quote is from the Manifesto of the International Working People's Association, founded on this date in 1883 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Their first demand, destruction of the existing class rule by all means, i.e., by energetic, relentless, revolutionary, and international action. Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. Find out more at unionplus.org. And please support Union City Radio by pledging your financial support now. Call 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739 or pledge online at wpfwfm.org. Click on Donate Now. And thank you.
This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line.
Because the union,
oh, the union.
Well, yeah, the union.